"She'll be fine with your little men for company," said Mistress Weatherwax as they took the lane through the woods. "It could be the making of her, you know, being half dead."
"How?"
"Well, when people see her moving stuff through the air, she'll get some respect. She doesn't get much, Aramis Level."
"Then why did you and Miss Tick send me to her?"
"Because she cares about people. Even the stupid mean ones, the mothers with the runny babies, the feckless and the silly who treat her like some kind of a servant. Now that's what I call magic. That is the soul and centre of witchcraft." Mistress Weatherwax smacked her fist into her hand. "The soul and centre." Echoes came back from the trees in the sudden silence. It was several seconds before birds began to sing again. "Anyway, that's what I think." Then she turned. Tiffany was standing in the lane, looking like a drowned hen. "You all right, girl?"
"It was me, wasn't it? The hiver was me, using the thoughts it found in my head. All that nastiness, it was all me.
But without the important bit. The bit that was locked away, remember that?"
"Yes, but supposing
you think you're bad?" "I've seen bad and you don't get near it. Now stop grizzling."
"What?"
"Snivelling, wallowing in misery."
"I am not.
I want to see the girl who fought a fairy queen armed with nothing but a frying pan, because I'm telling you the hiver's still around. You only threw it out."
"I know."
"Oh, really? How?"
"Because I can feel it out there. There's a bit of me still in it. A bit I'd rather not know about."
"Anyway, how do you know?"
"Because I'm a bloody good witch."
"Well, it's my responsibility. I'll deal with it. It'll take more than a frying pan.
I'll find a way."
"I'd like to see you try."
"I will. It'll come looking for me, understand? Me, not anyone else. And this time I'll be ready."
"Will you indeed?"
"Yes."
"When?"
"Now."
"No."
The old witch held up a hand.
"No. Not yet. It's not attacking yet, and you're not ready yet, whatever you thinks. And we've got something else to do, haven't we? The wolf is out there somewhere in the woods, and you need to see to the flock. And that includes Mr. Weevil."
"Yes,"
said Tiffany. "I know."